Fear Hotline. This is the place to share your fears. What scared you as a child? What scares you now? Images, thoughts, moments in your life. By leaving your message, you consent to letting us use your fear in research for the upcoming production of Static, coming to Harbourfront Center in Toronto, Canada, this September. We will also share your fears with others around the world via the Static podcast. The first step to conquering your fear is to admit what scares you. At the tone, tell us your fear. Don't worry about leaving your name. You can remain anonymous. Thanks for sharing, and soon, you will be fearless.
Hello, my name is Anne. I'm 74 years old, so I'm at the end of my life, and I feel that I'm somewhat qualified to talk about fear, especially having grown up in Nazi Germany with Gestapo men in black coats standing at the door. That was a very real fear that I have not forgotten to this day. I think a lot of the fears are age-related. You probably don't want a treatise on this subject, but I'm thinking of, you know, in your younger years, before you're 30, you have a fear of not succeeding. In middle life, my fear was I have missed the boat. I didn't fulfill any of my dreams. I didn't live my dreams. And then you get to old age, and I think the overriding fear of old people is the fear of loneliness, that they cannot cope with being lonely. My own fear, the biggest fear, is fear of physical pain. I think to have a very substantial fear of this is you have to have experienced it. Of course, it's based on emotions, which in turn often cause the illness that brings you physical pain. But that is the biggest fear I have now. Thank you.
Hi there. I have a kind of an odd fear, apparently. I am very, very afraid of fish. Alive, dead, however they are, I really, really hate them. I can think of nothing scarier than that section of the pet store where it's all fish in glass aquariums, because I'm sure that if I walk through that section, all of the glass will break and fish will fall on me. Honestly, nothing scarier out there than a bunch of fish falling on you. Okay, that's my fear. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It was scary making a decision that you knew was going to affect the rest of your life, and more importantly, the rest of someone else's life. And just to feel like a decision like that could actually be in your hands, and not only in your hands, but in a couple of moments of you asking someone to marry you and they're answering. That was pretty stunning. And I was thinking, what if he thinks I'm not ready? What if he thinks that, I don't know, what if he thinks that he would like to marry me, but that there was something else that was needed between us or for us, or it wasn't the right time. So it wasn't so much that I thought he would not want to marry me, but that he would think he couldn't for some reason. The fear was in the asking and just the waiting for the response. And then once that was done, it was pretty good.
Hi, I'm sharing some fears of mine. Currently, I have repeat images in dreams of people with blacked out or whited out eyes. So the entire the entire eyeball is one solid color. And I I find that very scary. If I were to analyze it, I'd imagine it's because they, you know, don't look human, they have no emotion, they look sort of soulless. I find it very scary. And I often have images of, if I'm standing on the subway or on the sidewalk, my brain moves very quickly into this weird daydream nightmare thing where someone suddenly turns crazy behind me and pushes me into oncoming traffic or into the subway, into an oncoming subway. And that's scary. Or if I know there's someone behind me and I can hear footsteps, I feel quite convinced I'm about to be stabbed. And I guess that's all. Good luck with your project.
Hey there. Growing up, I was used to grind my teeth when I was sleeping. And my dentist and doctors would always say, you know, if you grind your teeth, bad things are going to happen. They said it was because of stress. Anyway, I was always terrified of grinding my teeth right out of my mouth. And I used to have these awful nightmares where I would wake up because I would think I would have ground my teeth to the point where they would actually, like, fall out of my gums. And I would wake up just terrified, looking in the mirror to make sure that my teeth were still there, because it was unbelievable, the feeling of reality that I felt. And my teeth were falling out. So I've always been terrified of losing my teeth, and hopefully by the time I get old and gray, they'll have fantastic dental implants for me. Thanks for letting me air my grief.
I'm haunted by the memory of, I guess because, you know, classes break themselves down into groups and cliques and things like that. And for the most part, me and my friends were always on the side of the ones being preyed upon. And of course, when you're always feeling like that, you always try to find someone weaker than you that you can prey upon back. And I remember, I'm still haunted by this memory of this little boy who was in our group, who was in the special ed class because he was mentally retarded. And I decided he was going to be the guy that I was going to pick on this day and make myself feel better for all the times I had been picked on. And I just decided he had this cookie that I said, I'm going to have that cookie. And I went up to him and I said, give me your cookie. And he sort of looked at me and he said, of course, no. And I said, give me your cookie. And I actually lashed out at him at one point. And I didn't actually intend to hurt him, but I just thought I would scare him. So I sort of did this, like I was going to claw him or something. That's something we did when we were 7 years old, I suppose. And I realized that once I did that, that there was this red streak down his face. And I had actually skinned him by mistake and found a little sliver of his skin still in my nail. And I suddenly felt really horrible that I had just done something to this kid, even though I had, you know, purposely set out to scare him.
So it took me a long time before I could figure out what to leave in this message, to really think about what I was afraid of, what scared me. What I realized is I kept looking for external things, things I was afraid of in the world. And the truth is, what I'm most afraid of, what scares me the most, is myself. The deepest, darkest parts of me. That's what I'm afraid of. The monsters in me that stop me from doing things, that stop me from living my life, stop me from taking risks. It's really all about our demons, isn't it?
I'm afraid of leaving voicemail messages.
You've been listening to the Fear Podcast. To leave your own fear, please call 416-352-1315. The message you leave will be used in the upcoming production of Static at Harborfront Center in Toronto. For more information, go to staticexperience.com. Thanks for listening.